Come now to scroll 18. By now, Patroclus, the nearest and dearest companion of Achilles, is already dead. Achilles is already in grief. He is already the man of constant sorrow. He cannot be consoled when he hears the news of his friend's death. He needs vengeance against Hector, the hero who killed his nearest and dearest friend. Achilles' mother, Thetis, arranges with the divine smith, Hephaestus, to make him a new set of armor. And it is this new set of armor that features as its centerpiece the shield of Achilles. And it is that picture on that shield which becomes for us, the readers of the Iliad, the centerpiece for understanding what the Iliad is all about, the focal point, the point of entry whereby we can see what is really at stake. By now, Achilles knows the consequences of his decision to stay within his epic, to achieve that flower of an epic, which is the Iliad, which contains him. And the price of that choice is not only the loss of his own life, but the loss of his dearest companion. Achilles is not happy to give up his life. He is not willing to give up his life. We saw in Scroll 9 that he says he loves his own life. He loves his psyche. He has just one life to live and one life to lose. And yet, he's willing to give up his life for his own epic. But in a sense, he never thought that he would also have to give up the life of his nearest and dearest companion. And somehow, experiencing the pain of his death makes the pain of his own death, which will happen offstage, beyond the Iliad, all the more painful. So all of this pain and sorrow, which has already been heralded in the first two verses of the Iliad, is coming together here in Scroll 18. And it is in this context that his armor is manufactured for him all over again by the divine smith. And what's beautiful about this manufacturing is that we actually see the building of the shield in progress. In a sense, the picture is happening before our eyes. The divine smith is making the picture. He's making the picture of the city at peace and the city at war. And in that sense, the litigation scene at the center of that picture is also in the process of being made. May I say that it is a process, even in the juridical sense of the word. It is this shield which, when Achilles is finally armed and re-enters the battle, gives off the central signal of what Achilles' life is all about. And that we see in the 19th scroll, where Achilles, fully armed, re-enters the war. When that happens, all is lost for the Trojans, all has been recovered for the Achaeans, and in this moment of glory, there is a light that reflects from the shield of Achilles. And this light is compared in a beautiful simile by the Homeric poem to the beacon light of salvation that emanates from a lonely lighthouse that overlooks the Hellespont. The Hellespont was proverbially one of the most dangerous spots for Greek sailors. And Greek civilization looks at itself as a nation of sailors. So for this simile to say that the light that is given off by the shield of Achilles is like the light from a lighthouse that flashes a beacon of salvation for the Achaeans, that is to say, for the ancestors of Greek civilization, is essentially to say that everything that the shield represents will be, as it were, a focal point of salvation for the very concept of Greek civilization. That is the beauty of the simile, and that is the force of the meaning of the simile, where we now see that the pictures on the shield of Achilles radiate the very future of Greek civilization. Now, what that future is, we still do not know, because the full story of the Iliad has not yet been told. We have to stick to the linear narrative till the very end, to swirl 24, to see if there is any resolution. And we'll have to keep coming back to the central picture on the shield of Achilles to see if that timeless litigation, that frozen motion picture of a debate between a plaintiff and defendant over the value of a human life will help us reach definition.